When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to another motherfucking episode of Kill the Mockingbird. I'm your host, Sean Chris. Alongside me, running shotgun, we got Joe Thomas. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Shit, just chilling, man. You know, I thought it was time for us to, you know, we're trying to stay consistent. That's the main key, because in the beginning of this, I wasn't as consistent. You know, everything felt overwhelming. So now we got a lot of shit going good. So we're like, hey, let's be consistent. And since, you know, you came from a trip, we thought it would be nice to what we're going to do periodically is just kind of go through current events, you know, stay up with times. And since, you know, you just came back from a nice little trip, which we'll probably discuss a lot more in a couple months. You know what I mean? Like off air, we could discuss a lot, but on air, it's a little it's a little different.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. That's all I'm going to really say. I mean, you know, I went out to Utah to hunt down shapeshifters. I won't say the other word because it's actually trademark. You know, I didn't know that. I mean, I could say skinwalkers, it doesn't matter, but like you can't use it as media. Like they've actually trademarked the word skinwalker, which is nuts that you could even trademark something like that. But yeah, we went out there really, man, not really knowing what we're gonna get into. And I can tell you, we ran into so many things that was just mind-blowing. Well, we got some stuff on camera, which is crazy. So people are going to get to see that in the documentary. We got some great interviews with some local Native Americans, which was phenomenal. Because I think a lot of people just don't... they don't get into that aspect of what's going on out there. People get caught up in the science of it, right? They get caught up in the UFOs. They get caught up in the phenomena. They don't really understand that this phenomena has been there for hundreds of years, thousands of years. And when you start digging that end of it, then you really start understanding a little bit more of what's going on in that area. It's not just the, you know, the ranch and, you know, government involvement. There's a lot of other things that play into this. There's a lot of pieces. And for us to be there for that week and meet these people with incredible stories and then have a bunch of incredible stories of our own to walk away from, I mean, this film's going to be insane, man. I can tell you that now. Expedition Dogman, which is free on YouTube right now. I encourage anybody that's listening to this to go check it out. It's going to blow that one out of the water, and that one was great. So, you know, for me to be a part of a team like that and just be able to go in and do research and understand what's going on a little better when you walk away and then leave with a shit ton more questions than you walked in with, you know. And I'm a big Nephilim Giant fan, and just to get that thing thrown at us was crazy from the locals. And even some scientists in the area were bringing it up. We actually went to the petroglyphs in the area where the ancients had basically carved and drawn things on like mountain walls. And we actually climbed them, and to see like these giants on the walls with six fingers was crazy, man. Like just to be, you know, we did the Trail of the Three Kings, which was nuts, man. And you see all these creatures on the wall that coincide with a lot of creatures that people see now, you know, deep in the woods. And yeah, dude, it's nuts. Like I said, we won't talk about it much here, but I do want to get people hyped for it. And if you haven't seen Expedition Dogman, Legion of Legends is the group that I'm a part of, go check it out, because it'll get you a little bit in the mind frame of what's going to happen this fall when we put out this new documentary about shapeshifters. So it's, bro, I'm telling you, like I left Utah just blown away.
That's why I think like we always talk about, like it is important like to us and to like connect everything. Like I think just to stick down one section or whatever, consider conspiracy or out of the realm of possibility, it's all real connections. We've said it many times, and we'll probably be saying it many times throughout the years. You know what I mean? It is, though, like, because there is government experiments, there is things that we don't know, there is hidden history, like all these things kind of like, now it is the answer we're kind of trying to conclude to, right? I don't know about that part. We're just speculating on a lot of forms, but we're going through speculations of receipts from history that can be question through people. Like even when we talk about, like I did with White Rabbit the other day, we got an episode out with I think his name's Ryan Dean, I'm not sure, but we were talking a lot about, like, you know, what is true, who cares, like really what matters is like what we're talking about, and trying to the unification of people, of like I say the working class, meaning like, you know, just the regular people, the plebs of the world considered to the elites.
Unification, I like that. Yeah, it's like, true, that's we need to do that, brother.
And we see that, like we say, aliens and angels, same thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing. Like, what's the difference? Like, if you're religious, you should kind of believe in aliens. And if you believe in aliens, you should kind of believe, like, not necessarily religious, but see that there is paranormal and everything. Like, that is what God is. Like, technically, God is paranormal. And, like, Jesus would be paranormal. Like, these are, like, things, aspects of, like, meaning that there are things we can't explain. Like, they're situations and powers.
I'm glad you brought up the religion thing, because it made me think about something that I saw the other day that gave me a great way to combat people that aren't religious. And I don't mean, you're allowed to think whatever you want. You know how we are on this forum, man. People can think how they want, but you know, I wouldn't consider myself religious so much as spiritual and like connected with God. I'm a Christian, but you know, in the way that, you know, Jesus walked the earth and told us to be, not this structure of corruptness that's dictated, you know, countries to bend to their will. But this guy said something, and I can't remember the guy's name, it was just something I ran across, but it was really cool. And he was talking about how that atheists generally, or people that don't believe in God, will say that, you know, Christianity or just spirituality in general, whether you're, you know, Muslim or Buddhist or whatever, they say that, you know, It, as it equates to teaching kids about sex at an early age, you know, we're talking, you know, all the crazy stuff that's going on in the schools. And they were saying that, you know, you're indoctrinating your kids with this religiousness and all this and that. Well, you got to look out on the flip side. If you're an atheist, you're also indoctrinating your kids to be that way too, because at the end of the day, no matter what you do as a parent, you are indoctrinating your kids. Like, you just are, you know, you are teaching them what you are indoctrinating them with for life principles. I don't care what it is, whether you decide to tell them that religion's true or false, you're doing the same thing. So you can't sit there and throw barbs at one side and act like you're not doing the same
thing. Yeah, that's parenting in general. You know what I mean? Like you said, like we're putting our
indoctrination.
Yeah.
Right. You are, like, no matter what it is, no matter if you sit there and say, you know, don't indoctrinate your kids with religious activities. Well, you're still indoctrinating them not to do it. You're not really giving, you know, and at the end of the day, if you're a good parent and you're trying to teach your kids a belief system that you think's right, it's indoctrination. It doesn't mean that it's wrong. Like, indoctrination isn't wrong. I think people get so caught up with that word, like it being a bad thing. Like, it's not. I think there's a good form of indoctrination.
Well, yeah, we're just saying, like, I think the thing that people get mixed up is, like, we're saying, I don't want the state to indoctrinate my child. Like, mm-hmm. Of course, we're going to build a foundation. All what indoctrination is building the foundation of who you are, your mind, how you see the world. I don't want the state to do that. Like, you know what I mean? That's my job as a parent to go out there and not, you know, like you said, indoctrinate, will build their foundation. Now, I would teach them to be open-minded and think and like, hey, critical think for yourself, show me where I'm wrong, you know, do your homework, give your receipts, right? But with the state, right, they're just telling them like, hey, believe it blindly, man. This is so, yeah, you're right, but they try to use it against us just to flip it on us to be like, oh, yeah, they yeah, do. See? You see, you're indoctrinated, you're just as bad. And like, yeah, if they're extreme, yeah, I get it. Like, if you're like an extremist, like if you're like in a Jim Jones cult and you're like, hey, kids, we need to do this, or it's a Scientology. Yeah, I get that. There's bad forms of, it depends on who's indoctrinating you, but we're all getting that from somewhere to build who we are to go further.
For sure, man. I think the deconstruction really comes when you start growing into adulthood and you start thinking for yourself in a lot of ways. I would hope to think that I've allowed my kids to think for themselves as much as possible as they've gotten older. I mean, even now, man, like, because I changed course with how I thought about God and a lot of things over the past 2 to 3 years. And, you know, I still don't force that on my kids. Just because I changed course doesn't mean that I have to start cracking the whip and acting a fool to them, because they've seen me one way for so long. And then for me to switch it up, it wouldn't make any sense. And it wouldn't make sense to allow them to grow into that, too. The cool thing is they're both seeing me change and me grow, so they want to know why, and then they start asking questions and they start going down their own path. I don't get caught up in the semantics, man, of what I need to be telling them to do. I know, like, I grew up in a real strict home, so like for me coming from that angle, I wouldn't want to do the same thing to my kids. And no shots at my parents at all, because they did the best they could. You know what I mean? They did what
there's
they
no rule,
right?
And there's no handbook, man. We're learning as we
there's
all
no
learn,
handbook,
you know?
Bro. There's not. And my dad was a preacher and my mom was a music minister, and they had a lot on their plate. You know what I mean? As far as, you know, keeping up appearances and things. And even though they didn't preach that at all, you know, there's a certain level of responsibility when you're, you know, at a big church and you're preaching at a big church like that, man. And it's a lot of weight on the kids. Like, they don't see that part of it where, you know, people have a certain eye on you and they think that you need to be a certain way. So that turned me off from God for a long time, because when I, you know, got out on my own and wanted to think for myself, I kind of went the other direction, to the point of, you know, I wanted to follow the eye and all that stuff.
That's basically what got me started podcasting, and like probably got you jumping through stuff as well, and or just thinking, is that like not let people wanting to control how I think and not let me be a critical thinker, not let me be open-minded to different situations. And I think that's what changes a lot of things for our minds, is we're like, that's what pushes us away. That's what pushed me away from religion. But then I got my own, like you said, like I got my own thoughts and philosophies on what I feel with God, like, and it's not religious, it's spiritualish, not spirit, you know what I mean? It's not even really identified. Like, I can't even really put it in a category, because I just think, in my opinion, that's kind of crazy for me to like say, like, you know what, God is, I don't know, man, he created it, man. I'm just trying to figure it out, and I don't think I'm gonna figure it out until I've completed my mission. And that's all I
he's
think
infinite,
gotta look
bro
at.
Like, I think that's the issue. A lot of people try to like box God in. You can't box something in that's metaphysical. It's just not possible. But then you got people that believe in something metaphysical but then can't take on like Bigfoot or take on reptilians or take on something else that's metaphysical. And it's like, bro, if you believe in God, right, who's literally a being that you have to put faith in that exists because we've never seen him, then you got to start taking on board all this other crazy stuff going on in the world and the universe. You have to. Like, you can't, you know, it's like flat earthers too. It's like, hey, you kind of got a good concept here. But you also have to be open to the fact that you might be wrong with flat earth. You might be like, I'm open to the fact that I might be wrong. There might be a flat earth, even though I am more of a hollow earth guy, like you and I talk about a lot of times. And I believe that there's a vast universe, but I'm open to the fact that I could be proven wrong at some point, man. When you start boxing in your ideas and saying, no, this is right. This is it. This is right. And this is why I got the facts. You know, like some of these conspiracy pages, bro, they get way too like literal, where it's like, hey, this dude's doing that, look at him, he's a Freemason, he's Illuminati, he's this. And it's like, bro, like, not everything's something. Like, you keep be aware be open, open-minded to seeing what's going on. And if there's some red flags there, then, you know, you and I talk all the time off air, like, hey, man, I think this dude might be doing something. But we're always like, we could be wrong. Like, what if we met the dude and we were like, ah, man, that dude was really cool. Like, you know what I mean? He wasn't even like that. Like, we just were looking at things completely wrong. Because when you are somebody that's not in that role of, like, you got a lot of followers, you got fans or whatever else, you don't know what kind of responsibilities those people have. And you don't know what they're doing to look out for their families. Like, you know, you and I pop off, but at the same time, there's some guys that believe just like us, but they're not going to get as reckless as us. Because they're looking at their careers and their families and what they need to do to take care of them. That's what people forget too, man. Like, you get a lot of these incels, man, that sit in a basement, you know, in front of a screen in the dark, and they're yelling at people who have, like, families, careers, people they got to take care of. Like, man, everybody can't be acting a fool. Like, you need to step up when it's time to step up. Absolutely. And you need to draw a line with things for sure. But you got to give leeway, man, because you ain't everybody and you don't know what everybody's situation is. And you think you know, but you don't know, man. You're just looking at what, you know, even with conspiracy pages, how many of those are compromised? You don't know. Like, that's the thing that people don't understand. Like a lot of that stuff's compromised, too. So while you're going down these rabbit holes of everybody in Hollywood's a transgender and every professional athlete's a transgender Nephilim and all this stuff, which I'm open to the idea that some of that stuff's true, but it ain't everybody, bro. Like, everybody ain't a transgender in Hollywood. Like, it's just not. Like, you know what? I'm open to the idea. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, cool. Like, I think that there's some form of that Baphomet ideology. But, bro, some of these people get too far. They're like, every war is fake. Do I believe that a lot of things in war are fake? Yes. I'm not going to sit here and say that people ain't dead. Like, bro, these folks go crazy. Like, nobody died at 9/11. Bro, like, people know plenty of people that died in 9/11. You, but y'all crazy now at this point. Y'all losing it. And then you make people like you and me who are trying to critically think look crazy because everybody lumps us in with you.
Yeah, because they're rooted into these ideas. Like, they instead of, like, hey, you know, like, I told people I'm 50%. I'm 50 on everything. Yeah. Like, I'm 50%. It could be 50%. It could not be, because I'm open to the idea. Because, of course, like, there's so many crazy things that happen in this world that are unbelievable, and probably things that I'm always open to craziness, right? Being true. But at the same time, I'm not going to go all hard. Like, I know a lot of people are going after that. I even brought it up on White Rabbit, the Jimmy Levy, you know, that's that the Illuminati confirmed. And Isaac Weishaupt got, Isaac Weishaupt didn't say it, my bad. But you know what I mean? But, like, that's what I look at it. I'm like, if it didn't hit his radar yet, so it must not be that. But I do say, like,
he would already said something if it was.
I will say it's your reaction, though, too, right? Like, but I think someone like Jimmy, he comes from a different, like, he's not like me and you. He's not like most truthers. And I think what happens is we get people that we consider kind of part of the truth movement, or they attach themselves as well, you know, maybe for monetary reasons or to try to make a career. Nothing wrong. I'm not going to hate on that. You know, people are going to do what they got to do. Nothing wrong, but they don't understand what comes with this territory. You're going to get those accusations. You're going to, and you should be able to explain them then, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought that he explained it very poorly. And then, like, he just kept saying, oh, I'll pray for you. I'll pray. Like, what, dude? Like, just break it down. Be like, I would have been different. I would have been like, hey, I get it. I get you thinking that way. But look, man, this is why I did this. He kind of explained it, but also he may not be good at that. You know, not everybody's good at that.
Sean, I'm going to be real with you, though. In his position, he shouldn't have said anything at all. He should have just ignored it. Like, it was just let it go. Like, if you're in that position and you've got, like, hundreds of thousands of followers and you feel like in your heart you're leading people down the right path, why even respond to it, bro? Like, you know, it's sometimes maybe it's good to respond. Like, you know, I get hit with the, you know, what's going on with that eye on your arm and all this stuff. And you know, sometimes I'll direct people and be like, look, like, go listen to this episode of Confessionals. This is kind of when I broke in with Van Tesla, and, you know, I'm a former Freemason, like, all that stuff. Like, yeah, bro, I know, I get it. Like, people come at me all the time. They think I'm like some sort of side of myself. It's like, dude, people have lives and they go through different phases of their life to get to where they're at now. So, you know, you see things, but you're looking through your little baby conspiracy lens. Most of these dudes are rookies anyway, bro. They haven't been down any kind of conspiracy rabbit holes, really. Like, you know, they just learned about the word Illuminati 2 months ago. Like, you know, and that in and of itself, like, you and I laugh about the whole Illuminati thing, too. It's like, bro, Illuminati and Freemasons are two different things. Like, when you actually do the research about what it is, neither entity is great. But at the end of the day, like, it's different forms of secret societies. There's a lot of them, bro. Like, there's a lot. There's a lot we don't even know about.
And
like,
really, those secret societies are not even that, like, prevalent. Like, yeah, they're prevalent. They're like their little armies and moving to, like, messages and how they pass things around. But, man, they're really, like, when you get down to it, it's those families, man. It's the ones that, it's the rulers that have been rulers for centuries. Like, that's what I think that people don't get. Like, now the other stuff that we dip into, that's because they're hiding something. There's stuff that I think that we do know, that why do you think some humans can do, like, some crazy things when they focus on it? You know what I mean? Like, one of my greatest things is Hunter Renfrow, right? Hunter Renfrow, he went to Clemson. He was a walk-on, right? He said, I'm going to Clemson. They're like, hey, man, I don't know, man. You know, that's a, you know, they just, they're good, bro.
That's my dude, man. I'm a big Clemson fan, so that's my dude.
Nah, he's a Raider fan, so that, I mean, he's a Raider. So
I know,
that's a,
you know, I know you love
but
it.
But I spotted him
great,
even on Clemson, you know, and then I saw his attitude. But what did he do? He had a razor sharp focus, and he said, okay, I'm not the fastest, I'm not the tallest, I'm not the biggest, but I'm going to run the best routes. And he earned himself a scholarship. Then from there, he's earned himself to get drafted, I think, fourth round or fifth round. I think it was fourth round with the Raiders. And then he's putting himself in a position to make a lot of money. Why?
The Pro Bowler, bro.
Exactly, bro. Like, and he's like probably one of the most underrated wide receivers. But just like Jerry Rice, greatest receiver of all time. They were like, I can't believe they're drafting this guy from this small school. I think it was like Mississippi State Tech or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like some little small school. And then he turns out to be the greatest. It's because our attitude. So I don't think everything
he
is just
the
given.
Format. Jerry Rice changed the format, bro, because they weren't looking at receivers at small schools till him. And when that happened and they actually started opening up, that's why you got like your Randy Mosses and stuff that got drafted really high. That was really because of Jerry Rice.
Oh, 100%. Well, Bill Walsh and them, because they're the ones that kind of like
for
set
sure,
the precedent for
sure.
That. But I say that to say, like, look, like, everybody's success isn't tied with some kind of secret or society, or people are driven, and people, we're humans. And I think when you say that, you take
Absolutely.
Away from us as human beings that we
you
can't
take away
build
from
these.
God.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
You take away from God, bro. You take away the power of God whenever you say that everybody that's famous, everybody that's this is bought out. I'm going to tell you like this. 50 Cent said this probably, I think it was like maybe 15 years ago in an interview. It was a Breakfast Club, if I'm correct. And this is when the big Illuminati craze started, when everybody was like seeing all the symbols that Jay-Z was putting out. And this is, you know, you remember that big craze for like 2 or 3 years. Everybody was all over it. And they asked 50 about the Illuminati. Was he in or something along those lines? Right. And 50 said this. And this is like the best way to explain it that I've ever heard, where he was like, look, all I got to say is this. When you get to a certain level of money and power, there's people that expect things out of you. And you either play ball or you don't play ball. And he just left it at that. He just, you know, you can derive what that actually means. And that's true, because not everybody is industry plant. You know what I mean? Not everybody. No, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of them. But not everybody's an industry plant that gets into acting or gets into music or whatever. Like, some guys work really hard to get to a certain point, but there's going to be a ceiling, right? There's a ceiling when they get to a certain point. They got a certain amount of influence. And those people come and they're like, look, like, you can get the, you can, we can blow the ceiling out and you can go wherever you want to, but you're going to do what we want you to do. That's part of that selling your soul too. Like, there's different phases of selling your soul.
Well, where you blow the roof off yourself, right? And you get this influence. That's when they come with you. That's when, like, you get the character assassinations, what I believe happened to Michael Jackson. You get people like getting, you know, like a Bob Marley, a Prince, these people that were getting a lot of international like attention. It's one thing if you're in America and you got 5 million listeners, 10 million listeners, they're like, eh, that's cool, but that's not enough influence, right? Like, that's a drop in the bucket. But when you start saying like, man, this guy can go to any country, any city in any country and have 100,000 to a million people show up, that's when they start getting worried. That's when they're like, whoa, 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 this person has a lot of influence. And I think that's when you get approached and that's when they start planting people in you and figuring out what they're going to do. Are you going to play ball with them or are you going to get suicided?
Now, I want to say, you know, you were bringing up Michael Jackson and Bob Marley and all that. Now, I do feel like there's a lot of artists that are bought in, that do a lot, but then they have regret. And then towards the later years of their life, they end up turning on it, like Prince or any of those guys. And then they come out speaking out against it. Because I think at that point, they don't care if they're killed, right? They're like, you know what? Like, I did a lot of bad in my life. Like, I don't feel good anymore about it. I'm going to go. And that's when they off them, right? That's when they have their drug overdoses or cancer in Bob Marley's case, or just, you know, whatever, bro. Like, where they come up with all these ways of dying, you know, like Chester, you know, Bennington. I mean, bro, like, he was building a whole case against child pedophilia going on in Hollywood and in music. And this dude, you know, offs himself. You know, it's like, bro, like, you know, it was the perfect thing to connect him with, because he had a lot of troubles. You know what I mean? He had a lot of troubles in his life, had a lot of drug addictions and all that. And it's easy to be like, all right, he killed himself. But when you start doing the research, you know, even he, like, later, you know, later years after Linkin Park and all that, man, he was, you know, he was digging into what he knew firsthand and talking to, like, Corey Feldman and some of these guys of what was really going on in Hollywood. These leads ain't gonna have that, bro. Like, especially if you sign the deal or sell your soul and then you turn, you're done. Like, it's just there's no coming back from that. But I can appreciate the guys, like, getting into certain points of their career where they're like probably looking at themselves in the mirror like, this wasn't worth it. Who knows what they saw too? And I say this too, man, because you sell your soul doesn't mean you're involved with everything either. Because they're going to come at you what really makes you tick.
And you don't really know, too, though. Like, just think about it, too. Like, you don't really know what it all consists of, right? When you say, I sell my soul, what does that really mean? And you might think of this, you only see what you see through your lens. You're not really realizing off to the side that this may be happening. You may find out later. And I think, to your point, that's where people do say stuff. And plus, people find God and people find themselves. Because at the time, a lot of people, that when they're in those situations, they're most likely lost. It's not like there's this huge evil that's in all these people. I try to tell people a lot that evil is not very prevalent. Like, that, like, it 99.5%, oh, the same survival rate of coronavirus, I might add, people are good. Like, that we make mistakes, right? We do the wrong things, bro, sometimes, but that's different.
Everybody,
they're not evil.
Everybody that's right and everybody that's rapping ain't bending over getting their ass cheeks blasted either. Like, it doesn't work that way. Now,
yeah, does it
happen? Absolutely. I think, again, they're gonna find what they can use to blackmail you, because it's all about building a case of blackmail. Essentially, that's what people don't understand. They need to get you involved with enough stuff to where it's like, that's how they got you. Like, they're gonna be like, hey, these are the things you really want to do. We're gonna open it up for you. That's why, like, you know, pedophilia and all that stuff is so prevalent, because, you know, in a depraved mind, that's something that you're not allowed to do, right? People want to do things they're not allowed to do. So when you go down that path of just like spiritual depravity, and then you're like, hey, you could do all this stuff, man, we could let it wide open for you, but once you do it, they got you on camera doing it, they got you caught up doing it, and they know, like, if you ever decide to flip, well, they'd be like, hey, man, we're gonna put all this out there, you're screwed. Like, you know, that's part of it, right? Blackmail is the most powerful tool in the world, you know, as far as, you know, how the movers and shakers work. You know, the more blackmail you got on somebody, the better.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. It's not what everybody think it is, but, like, I have no problem with anybody calling anybody out either. Don't get me wrong. Like, hey, if you feel, but also don't feel convicted of, like, I'm 100% right. Like, like you said, all we're saying and everything, even what we say, leave it open to being wrong or to evolve into something else, because we don't know. Like, we're not coming out and saying, like, oh, this guy's for sure in the Illuminati, or this was surely the plan. In general, the only thing you can do is make yourself a better person. So at the end of the day, none of that should bother you. It shouldn't bother you to watch a movie or listen to a song with some of these people. If you read the song for what it is, like, the song is on its own without the artist, because you're interpreting it, and you're interpreting it through God's eyes. So if you're really interpreting life through God's eyes, then none of these things should bother you. You should be able to actually enjoy them and see the entertainment value in things, and know that nothing matters except you bettering yourself, and that better energy will lift into the world.
That's the veteran conspiracy theorist move, bro. You can watch entertainment, you can look at anything, and you can enjoy it for face value a lot of times. Don't get me wrong, like, you could see all the symbolism in it and still be like, you know, I can appreciate the art. You can do that, man. That's a veteran move. That's not that rookie move. That rookie move, man, you're cutting everything off. And when you cut everything off, well, you don't have nothing, because everything's got something in it, bro. Like, everything's got something in it. So, you know, you just gotta, you know, pray, like, make sure you're in the right state of mind, and, you know, connect with God in a way that you can see what's going on around you, but not be bought into it. Like, look, I can watch a Seth Rogen movie and enjoy it, but know that he's, you know, a left wing shill that sold out. Like, you know, it doesn't mean that he's not a funny guy. Like, he, you know, especially his early work, like, he's hilarious. So, like, for me, that's just a small example of that. You know, again, like, don't constantly bog down your mind with bad vibrations either. Like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and listen to music that's just going to constantly, you know, flood my mind with, like, bad thoughts and cause me to want to do things that aren't right. You know, there's that level of it too. You got to find a balance. But I think, man, when you're in the right state of mind, you can take on board stuff and not let it affect you that way where you're just like, yeah, I saw like 18, you know, eye in the pyramids in that film. You know, they were hiding it everywhere. But that's just, like I said, man, that's the veteran move. Like, you can see it, don't buy into it. Like, yeah, like, you saw this new Disney film, you're like, I saw like a million things in that. But at the end of the day, you know, just know what it is. If there's people around you that don't really understand it, you don't have to like shatter their matrix right away. Like, you might just say a little something like, oh man, that's odd, don't you think so? Or something. You just throw it in their mind like that.
Yeah,
and make
yeah.
them think about something.
Plant a little seed, man. But just don't be rooted right. in anything, man. Like, anything right. could be wrong. Like, and if it does bother you, like, I always tell people, unplug for sure. Like, if you can't watch the news or there's certain things that just like, yeah, of course, like, unplug and find what's good for you. Like, we all play a different role. I think everybody thinks that everybody's supposed to be on the front line. That's not how it is. You know, you have people still upholding society that maybe think like us, but they can't. They're in a situation where they can't speak up. It's not for us to judge them, to push them into this truther movement of where we're like, you didn't mention this, man. You had the opportunity. I get it. It's easy for us to say that when we're couch, you know what I mean? A couch coach, you know what I mean? One of those
couch coach.
Like, that's what they do. You know, we're yelling at the TV and I get it. Like, I've been like at that moment too. Don't get me wrong. Like, I understand a lot of with the Trump stuff because I just know what to me what Trump represents. And I think like when they were talking about Jimmy Levy too, they were talking about that, his recent picture with Trump, which he said he talked to them and, you know, like, he's a different person. But I, like, again, I don't
Who
think
cares.
Yeah,
you might believe in the system and think that voting's okay, man. There's a lot of people that think that. Hey, there's a lot of conspiracy theorists that love Trump. So, like, you know, what are you going to talk about the Anons the same way? Like, bro, like, these folks, man, in their conspiracy, like, fallacies, I call it. Like, they just get so, like, caught up in trying to find every nook and cranny. And it's like, cool. Like, I get it. You and I have that same mind. Dude, we're going to sit there and expose it when we can. Like, that's just what we do. But, bro, there's a bigger life out there than, you know, I have to reel myself in sometimes. But even people around me where I'm like, bro, you got to chill. Like,
yeah, but I think it has to do with the lost trust, man. So I think they feel like they lost trust. That's what I'm assuming. I think, like, that they maybe like that person.
Rookies, bro.
And they were on them. And then, you know, they're seeing it. And I have, like I said, I have no problem with anybody exposing. I think you should. But you mm-hmm. shouldn't say, oh, this is for sure. Be like, nah, it's kind of skeptical. I don't know. Think for yourself. What do you think?
For sure.
You know what I mean? And then people need to start having that mindset in general of like, yeah, okay, I'm going to look at him weary, but I'm not going to be like, that's it. Never buying his music. Unfollow. You're blocked. Like, come on, man. Like, we don't even know yet. Like, he may not have, we don't know his ignorance on politics. He was in music, I know, before, you know, all this. And who, is it opportunity? Is he a shill? Who knows, man? Like, everybody tosses around the shill and grifter. And, like, it's like, man, there's a lot of grifting. And sometimes shilling pays good, I guess. So, like, why wouldn't they do it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like you said, people are trying to get paid to give money to their families, right? And the people that they support. So you got to understand that what shilling is to you is different for other people because they may not see it that way because they may truly believe it. Remember, a lot of people have been propagandized and not just in the last 5 years. You're talking about 100 years of America, like more, like bro. Of propaganda that's been shoved down people's throats. And then we're going to pretend like, oh, man, they should believe exactly what I, how, man, they've been propagandized. So we should have some sympathy right. for them. We should be like, okay, I get it. He's a shill, but he doesn't even know. He doesn't know what he's pushing. He thinks he's pushing the right agenda. So if you come into that perspective, it's totally different.
Exactly. And here's the thing too. When people start making any kind of money or being successful in any form, the shillery Clintons come out left and right and they start calling you a shill. Doesn't matter. You could put one ad on something and they're like, oh, you're bought in. Like, first off, I'm going to tell you motherfuckers something right now. And you Hillary Clintons can leave the podcast when I say this. At the end of the day, there's a system in place. It exists. I don't care if it's fucked up, which we all know that it is. It still exists. And to make money in this world, you still have to play by some rules of the system. It doesn't, unless you have property, you're living out in the middle of nowhere, you've built generators that work off of, you know, whether it's creeks or solar power or whatever. But think about it. Even to get the money to buy those things, you had to be part of some sort of system. So you had to work within the system. So most of the time, man, and you brought this up when you're talking about Hunter Renfrow, it's the people that have lack of drive, have lack of ability to better their own lives, who sit around and look at their screens all day, are the ones that sit there and want to blast people for becoming successful. Everything ain't something, y'all. Like, just because you're working your ass off to get somewhere in life doesn't mean that when you arrive and you achieve those things you worked hard for, that you sold your soul. So that's bullshit. Now you just took God out of the equation. Now you just took the power of God out of the equation, because what, God can't make a path for someone to be successful? Bull fucking shit, man. I'm just sick of that too. That's some just
especially to put people in the way of these minions of Satan and people that are trying to. How do you think we fight back? You think he's just going to sit there? He's going to put people up there into those positions to counter the arguments, to put us in the way. Right. Like, now, and you could tell, like, I think you're right. I think that there's a certain point, like when you become a Beyonce, when you become a Jay-Z, or like, that's where I'm going to question. I'm going to believe, but like, you know, and is there lower level people? Sure. But let's see why they're doing it. And at the same time, is you exposing it going to just like, what is that going to do? Like, yeah, throw it out there so people can make their own decisions. But at the end of the day, are you trying to contribute to the cancel culture as well? Like, cancel him. He's Illuminati. Isn't that the same thing? You know what I mean? Like, be like, hey,
exactly.
Let's see what it is.
That's great.
Let's do our due diligence and keep a wary eye. Like me too. Like, when you're listening to me, you shouldn't be taking everything I'm saying. Like, oh man, you could like some of the things I say. Maybe it makes a little sense. Maybe it resonates with you. And then push, and then make your own critical decision off like, hey, I'll take a piece of this. That's what I do. I go, I'll take a piece of this, a piece of that. That's why people go, how can you watch the news, man? Legacy media. I'm like, first of all, I need to know what they're talking about, because how do I know how to combat their talking points without even seeing where they're at? Like, you can't just go in there blind. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, shooting from the hip. It's just funny, but I think there's a lot of good people out there. But you're right. There's a lot of these incels and yeah, but you know how it goes. But I think we should go into a little bit of.
And now, back to real news.
There was a couple of funny things that happened already over this weekend, man. Like, there's tons of other clips like that we could go into, but this is my favorite one right here, man. I don't know if it was Cassidy Campbell, but I think it was also this guy, Alex Rosen, I think. Like, because he posted it saying, this is me saying it, but he added at Cassidy Campbell. I'm not sure if Cassidy Campbell just posted it, because it doesn't sound like him either. But watch, here you go. Here's Eyepatch McCain.
This is $5 here, and you're giving Ukraine all this money? And red flag laws too, Dan? That's ridiculous. Hey, Dan, why are you on the World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders? World Economic Forum Young Global Leader. Dan, what's Klaus Schwab's number? You got Klaus Schwab's number? Klaus Schwab's number, Dan. Hey, Dan, World Economic Forum Young Global Leader. Hey, Dan. Dan, how are they? Dan, what's better, Aspen or Davos? Hey, Dan. Dan, how's Davos? Nice mountains there, Dan? You like Klaus Schwab? Hey, is Klaus Schwab your grandpa, Dan? Do you have Thanksgiving dinner?
He goes on more. It's like a two-minute clip. I'll post it up on the Telegram. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it. And I think Cassidy Campbell is in that shot. He's in a different angle, and he's like, he's like, you traitor! Yeah, I think that's him.
I love him, man.
I know. Hey, and the balls on the guy, because he goes after everybody, man. He doesn't. He's like one of us.
And he's got a platform to do it, too. Yeah. That's what's. And he had a platform before all this stuff, man, which is crazy. Like, I remember when he was doing like prank videos, like just like normal prank videos, man. And then like apparently he became a Christian, and then like his whole, I guess around the time period of all this like crazy stuff was going on. And then he just kind of flipped modes. Like, he took all the prank stuff that he does and then just went against all this woke culture. And then really, and he's been like targeting elites, him and Primetime. Stein, man, they've been like going, like showing up to these like events where these politicians are at and calling them out, bro. Like, which, I mean, good for them, bro. Like, to have a platform and then use it for that, because they have a hard time shutting them down because they have so many people that follow them, man. Like, even Instagram and like YouTube.
Plus, they're careful, like, too. If you notice, they're real careful and crafty. Like, you got to be like, you're that's what that counterculture is. Because a lot of times I think it messes with the algorithms too, because they're like, they can't tell sarcasm. They can't tell, like, you know, messing around.
Right.
Like, it's like, I think he's woke. Like, so we got to leave it in the algorithm. And I think that's it's smart, man. Like, what we try to do with a Woke Summer, it's the same concept of playing the game to a certain degree of, like we were saying just a little bit ago.
Right. No, for sure, man. And just let everybody know, all these clips, like, I don't know anything about what's going on. Like, I've been off the grid. So, like, this is kind of all new to me. So I'm laughing and kind of catching up to what's happened the past week, because I was out in Utah hunting down skinwalkers. So, like, for me, like, I'm catching up to, like, what's been going on in the world. And, like, so anything you're playing today, like, I'm really just, this is brand new to me. So this,
yeah, you were cut off,
man,
from the world, man.
Yeah, man. This is nuts, though. Like, yeah, I love it. Like, that's what you should do. You should call these politicians, man. I mean, I do all the time. My music, you know, only on, you know, this platform, wherever. Like, yeah, man, call them out, because they say they're there for you. They're not really there for you. Like, we know that. And that's on both ends of the spectrum. We'll get caught up in that left and right paradigm, man. That's there to keep us fighting each other. I know we say it a million times. I know people in our position say it a million times, but until you actually wake up in the morning and you decide, you know what, I'm not going to hate the other side. You know, I'm going to start realizing that maybe my side's fucked up. That's when you're going to change.
Definitely. And I know everybody's already seen, I didn't post it, but I mean, you can find this clip everywhere. The Biden falling off the bike. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't clip him.
I've seen that.
And it's like, he's already off the bike and he's kind of walking with the bike in between his legs and he just stumbles over. So it's kind of like, I thought we should kind of call Adult Protective Services, you know, for at Pennsylvania Avenue, and, you know, just do a wellness check and say there's an old man pretending to be president over there and we should check it out.
I want to say something about that real quick, though. And this is OK. This is for the real conspiracy heads here. So I did see some videos where they're breaking it down and they were like, is this the arms and legs of an old man? And bro, they look like you or me. Like, they don't look wrinkled. They're not. It don't look right. So you want to get down, like, this is you and me getting down that side of it. Like, that side exists too, man. There's a lot of like fakery going on with who's playing what roles, skin suits, you know, AI, all that. Like, listen, we believe in that too. So, like, people want to think that, you know, we're straight up and down. Like, nah, man, there's some truth to that, man, because there's something not right with Biden. There hasn't been from the get-go. And you can pull up videos of him just 5-6 years ago, bro. They don't look like the same people, like, at all. Like, they don't look at, I mean, the foreheads are different. They don't even talk the same. They don't even sound the same.
Yeah, but they also have a lot of doubles. Like, that's a known thing. Like, every leader and throughout, like, forever, centuries, have had doubles. And so there's so many different aspects of this. And, of course, you think they're not going to be able to change it with now technology. Like, you used to have to, and you know, it's the 1500s. You got to find someone that just looks like the king. Now you're able to, like, hey, well, you kind of look like him, but with plastic surgery or a mask, all these different things you can. And yeah, I did see that too. That's funny you said that. I saw that actually earlier this morning when I woke up, and they were kind of breaking it down. And it did. It's an intriguing thing to look down, for sure. Speaking of Biden, here's his little fascist clip. If anybody missed it, it's kind of hilarious.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives.
Bro, when he starts getting hyper, he's like, I swear, that's my favorite version of Biden, man. Like,
oh, yeah, by far.
When he gets, like, angry is, like, my absolute favorite version of Biden. Like, I almost, like, have as much love for him in that version as I do Jen Psaki. Like, I really do. Like, as much as I love her and I, like, dream about her every night and, you know, I'm going to be with her one day. But that's how much I love the way that Joe Biden gets angry, man. And then when he gets even, like, really angry, then he's like, and I did this and I bought it.
Oh, that's my favorite is the whisper.
Yeah.
I did this. But this is also hilarious, too. Here's him trying to, I think he's trying to say autocrat or autocracy or Watch it. This is a good one.
Triggered by the pandemic, is now made worse by Russia's war in Ukraine and the political turmoil from autocracies, regimes in our region, has led to record levels of migration.
Yo! See, I've never heard any of this stuff, man. Like, this is all new to me, bro. What is going on? Like, bro, I just...
Like, that's a hard, like, if it's a hard, it's obviously a hard word for him to say, but it's just hilarious. Like, that fool could not fucking get that shit.
Hey, let me ask you this. So a thought that's been in my head for a while, and I know a lot of people, you know, get caught up, you know, with Biden and this stupid stuff like that. Yeah, there's a part of me, I think it's manufactured. I think they want him to look like that. I think that's maybe an actor doing that. I don't know
what
know
we
if
think.
That's necessarily
what,
him.
What I've heard people say is it's his speechwriters. It's like, you should know what your guy can do and can't do. Like, there's some phenomenal speechwriters that can write into perspective right. of the person. And it's like they're intentionally trying to stump him. And
I can see that, too. I can see that, too.
And I think he's having trouble reading the teleprompter. Plus, that's another guy. You got a guy that's pushing the teleprompter. It's like Ron Burgundy, you know? Like, they're like, he's Sandy, Ron, I'm Ron Burgundy. And they're like, did someone put a question mark? You know he reads everything. You know what I mean? Like... Or when they had it big, he's like, I'm Ron Burgundy. Right. Sorry, it's all in caps. I'm sorry. Like, I'm yelling at
right.
him.
Right. See, I'd go even deeper, though. I think it's like, if it's not him that's doing it and it's an actor, I think they're acting it out that way. I think they want him and Kamala to look stupid. I think that's part of the game. I think whatever they're setting us up for, the saviors to come in, because there's going to be a group of saviors, whether that's Trump or DeSantis or whatever. I think they're bringing in this group of saviors.
I even feel like there might be an outsider, like Democrat. Like, it's going to be, I have this feeling that there's going to be some outsider, like rogue Democrat that's like, I'm not with this wokeness, man. We're here for America. I feel like there's going to be this push out of nowhere that's going to split everything. Cause I think you're right. I think they want to make the office, like, which we know there's puppets in it anyways, right? But they're really trying to change the course of what everything looks like. So they're trying to make it look stupid and foolish that, look at how high inflation is. Look how high everything is. And speaking of inflation, I wanted to show this little supercut someone put together of inflation of 1 year to date of what they were, the messaging from this administration was talking about inflation. And then we'll go into, like, what really is going on a little bit with inflation right now.
I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
Most economic analysts believe that it will have a temporary or transitory impact.
The faster than expected increase in some of those prices is actually a good sign.
The overwhelming consensus is it's going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this great, great deal.
This is something that will settle down.
Transitory.
And the data shows that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary. There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way.
It's highly unlikely that it's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand. I don't know anybody who's worried about inflation.
Over the last couple of months, we actually saw it trended downward.
President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, enthusiastically retweeted an economist who had said, in part, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, et cetera, are high class problems.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Well, the number one thing that the president can do is help get COVID under control. That we know is the root cause of inflation.
President Biden this afternoon saying he thinks we're at the peak of the crisis right now and that lower prices are on the way.
The inflation has everything to do with the supply chain.
Make no mistake, inflation is largely the fault of Putin.
I'm going to do everything I can to minimize Putin's price hike here at home.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts.
I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything.
So I see that we had your girl in there, too. I thought that you'd like that little treat of a couple shots of your girl. Like, you know, you were like, oh, okay.
Man, I'm just my niece Malone time.
You're like, send me that clip.
send me that clip. I want the video footage too, man, so I can see that beautiful red hair swinging back and forth.
But you see how fast it changed, you know, like, ah, man, inflation's going to be a little glitch kind of thing. And it's going to go away. A little blip on the screen. It's not a big deal. And then it came to that, to Putin's price hike. And then them laughing at it. That's what's his name from The Daily Show? Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
And they're like, everything's expensive. People are dying. Like, they just think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious to them. Hey, off topic, man. So I've been getting this notification this past week on my iPhone. Exposure notification, sign up for exposure notifications. If you sign up, CO Department of Public Health and Environment can notify you of possible exposure to COVID-19. So I've been hitting deny, but they keep popping it up like every 2 days. So it's a new notification that I guess was part of a new update, but they will keep sending it to you. And I keep saying not now. But apparently it says your iPhone can tell you if you have been exposed to COVID-19. Your public health authority's guidelines determine if an exposure is significant enough to notify you and provide next steps. So your phone will tell you if you've been exposed, and the public health authority can send you guidelines through your phone to tell you what you need to do and what your exposure level was, whether you need to quarantine or not. Well, I'm telling you, people thought this was a conspiracy theory 2 years ago when all this stuff started, but this is legitimate on my iPhone. I just read it to you. So I didn't mean to cut away from that, but it just literally just happened while we were listening to the clips. I almost got distracted with the Jen Psaki thing. I was like, oh, COVID, I don't even know what that is anymore. But
and you thought that she was texting you when you see the notification. You're like, maybe I'm getting the Jen Psaki
bro,
text.
I did, man, because I know she's got a thing for me, bro. I know she's just fighting it. But at the end of the day, like, this is real, y'all. Like, check your phones.
Well, you see, the one update too was like a Pride Month update as well. Like they wanted to turn like even the ISO thing rainbow color. And a lot of Christians get mad at the whole rainbow symbol as well because they feel like that's taking a symbol of God away too. So I do know that. But yeah, they're definitely on our phones. All the like everything we say, man, I can say whatever. Like last night I was like writing a rap and what was I saying? I was trying to come up with because I'm trying to come up with a line with scat packs. Like a military, like anarchist scat pack, like we're like, you know, like trying to like, and I kept saying, and then I kept seeing fucking all these videos on YouTube pop up with scat packs and ads. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like literally I was just all my headphones, just like, and not even loud. I was just like, you know what I mean? Just trying to come up with some lines and shit. And I was like, damn, man, you can't even do anything.
Bro, you can't like, and that's the thing too. Well, again, veteran conspiracy theorist move is to know like every single device that you own is trackable or recordable. So bro, I don't care what, unless you're completely off the grid, like, and you have no technology at all, like, man, they're tracking, they know what you're doing, they know what you're saying. Like, it, you know, that's why when I get on the phone, I just say whatever. They already know. Like, I don't sit there and sweat it out like, oh, don't say that on the phone. Like, wow, like, yeah, maybe if it was something that was, you know, different than I had been saying, you know, maybe I would meet somebody. But, you know, at this stage, they are.
Well, it depends on what I'm saying too. Like, there's certain things that, like, because if I'm not posting it about it and stuff, I'm like, yeah, we're gonna have to send a pigeon or something, like, or like you said,
yeah.
But they could even find a lot of the stuff like face to face now too. And another thing that I wanted to bring up, like, let's go back to inflation for 1 second. This is a little 28 second clip of, I think it's Larry Summers. And he's talking about that January 6th is the cause of inflation.
Republicans who are saying that what happened on January 6th was nothing or okay are undermining the basic credibility of our country's institutions. And that in turn feeds through for inflation. Hmm. Because if you can't trust the country's government, why should you trust its money?
So that's the reason, like, it's like, what? So the one clip that I wanted, before we get out here, I had an important, like, I had a couple other clips. First, I wanted to talk about like that whole all those cattle dying in Kansas, which is so weird. They're kind of pushing that with the global global warming theory, like a bunch of over last week or over the weekend. I think it was
in France.
No, in Kansas, France, too.
They've France has put people in lockdowns for heat. Have you seen that?
No, I have not seen that yet.
So they've started lockdowns.
We've been talking about that for a while.
Yes, heat exposure. They've actually shut down outdoor events is what they've done.
Oh, you know what? That's crazy that you say that because that's what I found out that happened because my buddy, my boss, his buddy, he was like, yeah, he's off work today. It got up to 97 degrees the other day. And he goes, yeah, like the news said that if you work in a place without air conditioning, that you get to go home paid. Like a paid, like, not everybody got that, but like, you know, because obviously some, but I was like, I have never, and it was 97 degrees. And let me tell you, like, I come from the desert. Bro. This 97 wasn't that bad. Like, if it was humid, yeah, like, I would get it. Like, when it's 97 and humid, yeah, it's shitty. But man, I was like, are you kidding me? People, it was not that bad. And people were able to go home. So yeah, don't think that this ain't coming in and they're going to get people's consent by being like, shit, I get a fucking a week off and get paid. Like, that's how they're going to see it. But they're going to not notice that they're also not going to be able to do anything else, you know?
Right, right. That's the new one, man. It's climate. That's coming. I don't think the COVID stuff's ever going to stop. It may evolve into something else or whatever. I think, you know, COVID was definitely the starting point for that end of it. But don't think there's not other parts of it, too. Like, climate's going to be a huge part of
I think that that's what I think future. COVID was the blueprint for is to when they finally, I don't know when, but they're gonna implement it and they're gonna little, like, you know, slow foot it.
Yeah, for sure, bro. You know it. We knew the climate was gonna be a huge part of it. And you and I go hard on the climate bullshit, man, because it is bullshit. I mean, you listen to anybody that really is, you know, understands climate and has been a scientist, is at least not bought out, because most scientists are bought out, you know, to some degree. You know, people don't understand like what that means about being a scientist and bought out, or being a journalist and being bought out. It's more like you have to go along with this narrative, or you're not gonna have a job.
And that's, or yeah, or you'll be alienated out of these groups as well. You won't be able to, like you said, right, like, not that necessarily you won't be. Yeah, you'll still be a scientist, but you won't be able to get the grants or be able to go into this certain funding area. So, like, yeah, there's consequences for everything we do.
It's a lot of government money involved with these categories that people don't understand. So when the government's involved with essentially giving you grants, they're basically paying you. So you can't even do research if you don't have the money to do the research. So that's part of it, too, that people don't understand. Like, that when I say bought out, they're not sitting behind closed doors and doing some satanic ritual like all, you know, 200,000 scientists or whatever. You know what I mean? This is how it works. It's just a way, it's a trickle down effect. So they're able to control a vast majority by the money at the top. And that's really what that boils down to.
And I'll end it like this, because I had a video, even though it got nuked, I'm going to repost it. It's not my video, obviously, but it's an old documentary or like a TV documentary type of thing with Leonard Nimoy. And they're talking about like the earth freezing over, and it's like in the late 60s, 70s. So like they're talking about it's going to like, you know, there's going to be an ice age. Like that was a big thing, too. So like just know that, like, yeah, I know science changed, but that's not that long ago that people were just saying. And then, you know, talk about protect the rainforest, which is important. I think that those kind of stuff and cleaning the oceans and.
Like, actually, we gotta take care of our environment.
That's for sure. But as far as like, where when it's only us getting like locked down, when it's only us being told we can't drive cars, but the elites are late, that's where you got to put your foot down and be like, hey, man, you're not right, even trying to solve this problem.
And like
the
population control thing, bro, we're not overpopulated. If anything, we're underpopulated. When you actually look at the globe and like how much of the globe is not even populated, you know, how many people in the world you can fit in like a state, you can fit, you know, don't quote me, but I believe like some of the research I've done, you could fit everybody in the world in the state of Texas. So really, when you look at how many people are actually on this globe, overpopulation, bro, we're not out of resources. They just want to control the resources.
Yeah, and there's also tons of land. I've been saying this argument for a long time. It's just that like they push us in areas that we're not allowed to go to these land. Look how much government property is good land now. So like people
look at how much property gate zones. Like gate zones, the most farmland in the United States. And while we've got, in, you know, food processing plants going down left and right, I got the numbers on that too, man. It's nuts. So it was over 30 in the United States that went down, and it was over 100 worldwide that went down this year, bro. We're talking about the beginning of 2022. So that's pretty nuts when you
and then this cattle thing, because they're saying, oh, because it got hot in Kansas, and then people are like, well, it's hot in Texas, it's hot in California, it's hot in Florida, it's hot in you know, Georgia. Like, there's a lot of places it was hot at. Like, why only there?
Right. And here's the two-fold part of that, right? So I actually follow a few guys that are into cattle, and one of the guys, like, I thought he was part of our team, and then he's like totally like, every conspiracy theorist thinks stuff's going on, this and that. He's been kind of going on this road lately, so I don't know if they got to him or not. I kind of feel like they did, because he's totally changed course from what he was on. He was totally anti whatever. It's like, man, this stuff happens, and like X amount of like plants go down a year. You're not looking at this. I'm like, yeah, but how many plants go down by a plane crash with no bodies involved? Two of them did this year, bro, in the United States. Planes crashed into food processing plants, and there was no bodies involved.
And that's
making sense.
And that's different from with these cattle. Like, from what I heard too, a lot of like ranchers and stuff, they're saying that like some of these people, like, they're not like free range cattle. Like, they're feeding them Doritos and fucking like literally shit food. Like, it's not even a joke. It's not even like a exaggeration. And then what happens is they have heart attacks, and they not just heart attacks, but, you know, fucking diabetes. They get diseases that humans would get because you're eating the garbage that, you know, they feed us. And that happens too. And that's how you get a lot of them to die too. But when you're talking about the food processing plants, like you said, like, okay, I would get it. Fires happen. I get it. Things happen. But man, two planes, like, come on, bro. Like, before that, like, what, like, hitting buildings and stuff, it's very rare in general. And then now all of a sudden, like, you're going to hit two food processing plants. It's just weird. Like, the coincidence of that would be, like, if there was, like, 500 plane crashes that hit buildings this year, then I'd be like, okay, that makes sense that the two hit a food. But with all these that are only two of them hit places, and where they hit was food processing, it just, it's too weird.
It doesn't add up, especially with Bill Gates buying up all of the farmland. And a lot of people don't understand this too. They've been buying up all of the seed plants. So like all the plants that house all of the seeds. And I don't know if you know about this.
That's Monsanto's.
There's a facility that has all of these plant, like all the seeds across the globe, and they all keep them there in this one place. Which is mind blowing to me when you really think about it.
I'm like, a vault. It's a seed vault.
It's a vault, and they keep everything there, and any new seeds they put there too. So what's the reasoning to try and keep it all in one place? Which is weird. And only people that have access to it are top level scientists and people that are connected to Gates. So look, man, they want to control the food. That's the next phase, is controlling the food. Climate's going to be a good way to push that. Bro, no lie, New Zealand, they are taxing cow and sheep farts. This is not a joke. This is legit. They are saying that the gases are bad for the environment. So you're telling me that cows and sheep, which have been around for thousands of years, and nothing's happened to the climate or environment, that all of a sudden now is a problem for the environment? No, what you want to do is you want to tax the farmers that aren't going to be able to afford it and be able to take care of their family and their neighbors. That way you have total control over those.
And people's argument was that, like, yeah, there was, you know, sheep and cows and animals for thousands of years, but now that how humans have, like, mass produced them, that there's more of them than there ever was, which may be. But what I think that, like, they don't get is again, you can make any argument you want. My end of the argument usually is I'm like, but who's getting affected by it? Now, who's getting like, for the whole 2020 with all the lockdowns? All the huge big boy companies, they profited, record profits. All these huge companies, they did great. Who lost? Independent people, small business people. Like, you know what I mean? All the people, the backbone of the world is us regular people, but the big corporations succeeded. And again, that's what's going to happen. Big farming is going to benefit from that, and it's going to kill off the small farmers so that they can control and consolidate the food chains.
No, absolutely, man. It's all about funneling the food and resources out the way that you want to, and not allowing people to be able to fend for themselves. That's what it's all boiling down to, because when you control people's resources that they need, water, food, power, things that we need to survive in the world, you hold all the cards. You know, that's when you can really bend people to your will, too. That's when even the people that have held out getting jabbed or doing things that the government want them to do. What happens when you start taking this stuff away? Are you going to break? A lot of people are going to break, bro. They will. They have to. They're going to look out for their families.
But not to just say Gates. That's why I think it's important we always say Monsanto. You know what I mean? Just remind people. But before we get out of here, because I think it's about our time, you know, we had a little off-the-cuff conversation with a couple clips, you know, kind of bringing everybody to speed. You know, I'm like I said, everybody already knew about the whole Biden thing. Man, that's one of my favorite clips of the weekend. I was like, man, and it got so many, like, people talking. Like, we were talking about, like, the whole, man, is that a double? Like, who the fuck is that? Like, he looks a lot different. But I think there's something that a lot of people don't know about. Did you know we have a state chief diversity and inclusion officer?
Really?
I didn't know that. That's a position. So I think that, like, well, let's hear from her. Let's see what she's got to say. And I think people should dig a little bit more into this.
Hello, Twitter world. I'm Ambassador Gina Abercrombie Winstanley, the U.S. Department of State's first Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer. I'm delighted to welcome you to the State Department's newest Twitter account, at State Department DEIA. Secretary Blinken made it clear in his confirmation hearing that he would judge the success of his tenure based on how well he could build a State Department that reflects the rich diversity of our nation. Carrying that charge even further, President Biden issued an executive order almost a year ago today to ensure that all federal government agencies make advancing equity a core part of their work. Our DEIA work rests on three principles: intentionality, transparency, and accountability. Building a more diverse, equitable, inclusive, and accessible department is an ongoing mission that is the job of every single person in the department. We must be intentional in our actions if we're going to see the change that we want. When it comes to transparency, we have established an agency DEIA-focused data team to provide, for the first time ever, a detailed picture of who we are as an organization, broken down by race, gender, disability status, employment category, grade, rank, and job series. Accountability is about ensuring that individual State Department employees and our organization as a whole truly forward the DEIA mission. It's about creating incentives that reward those who advance DEIA, as well as strengthen consequences for those who discriminate, harass, or employ bullying or other toxic management practices in the workplace. When we advance transparency, accountability, and accessibility for the most underrepresented in our institution, this inherently creates a more equitable meritocracy for everyone. It's a win-win for all. Now, change won't occur overnight. This is just the beginning. Follow our Twitter account and engage with us on this important topic as we forge ahead together to advance DEIA at State.
And does it not sound like that's some ESG shit right there?
Oh, absolutely. That's all tied in with ESG. I love how you keep using the word equity, too, instead of equality. It's all about equity. It's never about what needs to be actually equal. This is just about, you know, virtue signaling and, you know, also. So they're talking about gender and disability. So I'm like, OK, so I get that. You want to allow people to have jobs in certain positions, and I don't think that disability should hinder, depending on what the disability is, should hinder someone from getting a job. But then again, you know, are you going to put somebody that is blind, you know, behind a missile defense system? I hope not. With what's going on now, you never know. Like, you know, it's almost like they're just trying to parade around a conglomerate of, like, people. Like, it's not even like you're trying to get the best people for the job anymore. You're just putting in a bunch of different colors and faces and ideologies to be like, hey, look at us, we're this rainbow, no pun intended, of, you know, people that are gonna make this country better. Like, while Russia's making military videos of, like, alpha males like breaking people's bones.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey man, so because I'm a non-binary, since I identify as a non-binary Vietnamese paraplegic, I'm perfect for the job. Like,
you could get a job right now. You need to go
because now you can pretend that you're what's it called, handicapped as well. Like, that's another thing that you could say, like, hey, I feel like I don't have legs, or
that's a thing.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
transabled, they call it transabled, bro.
Like, I see you put a video on it on TikTok, man.
Oh, transabled, bro. I'm blown. Like, I know Matt Walsh did it in his movie, How to Be a Woman, or What is a Woman, which everybody's just going crazy about right now. But he does a whole stretch about.
But though, with him, like, I haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen clips, right? And the only thing about me that kind of, like, I was just like, bro, it just seems like you're doing gotcha. Like, you're not really having a fair conversation either, because both people are like, I gotcha. Like, no, I got to stick to this side and you got to stick. No. Let's have a real conversation. Like,
well, I'm going to say this,
like,
though.
Like I said, I've only seen bits and pieces as well. Like, you know what I mean?
In his defense, though, he went hard against Fox News here recently when Fox was putting out all the trans stuff, that they put out that trans video about the trans kid making out to be a good thing. He went hard against them too.
No, but I'm saying, so, like, is again, when we dehumanize people, like, I'm not saying that like you're putting on a level, like it's fueling more fuel to the fire, right? Like, I'm under the belief of my opinion of how I see things is we have to somehow bridge this gap because we're fighting each other, right? Like, we're going at each other. And, like, I think these are lost people. And I get that you can't save everybody, but I think the approach of, like, oh, you're automatically bad, like, we'd still have to have an acceptance of people, not forcing their ideology of them on us, but as far as people, like, right? Like, there's trans people in the world that, like, are good people that are confused and have different things. We have, I mean, mental illnesses. Like, people don't like to call it a mental illness, but I think we all have mental illness, and it's in a different form, you know, and wanting to be something you're not, because we're trying to find that higher power and where we're going. It again comes to where people are rooted into ideas. So I think just a little bit, like, it just kind of furthers people to that side, right? Like, the problem is trans people. And then, you know, people aren't as intelligent, and the message gets out, like, you know, in Simpsons, man, you know, they're like, rah, rah, like, everybody's just going to get all crazy. And then they're going to start killing trans people or gay people because they think, oh, we got to eliminate them all. I'm like, man, that's not necessarily the answer.
I watched some stuff of it and I got to disagree with you. I think what he does is he just asks questions and they just set themselves up. I think it was more of a let me do this in a way that he's not even doing a whole, like, he's doing some commentary, but they're basically just putting it out there. He's just showing how corporations and how this ideology has been perpetrated on us in a way that we're not allowed to go against it. And, you know, perfect example was he talks about the transabled stuff and he talks to a legitimate doctor who does gender reassignment surgery for kids, and he asked her about transabled, and she's like, well, these people are just sick and they need help. And he was like, okay, you seen a correlation here? Like, he does it in a way.
Yeah, so like I said, I've seen bits and pieces. So in fairness too, I'm talking about, like, I'm seeing, like, very bits on TikTok. So obviously, yeah, that's why I was kind of, like, wanted to lead with that. So I don't want to judge the whole thing because I haven't seen the whole thing yet. So I got to see the whole thing.
I think it's one of the best things that's been put out in a long time, just because of the way that he's just a genius in the way that he puts stuff together, because he does it in a very satirical way a lot of times. But in this particular, bro, he's got a clip. I don't know if you've seen the one about the National Bird Foundation put out this video during Pride Month of this dude who's a transgender bird, and he's got, like, fake wings, and he's talking about that birds get up in the morning and they start chirping because they know they made it through another night. And then, like, it flashes to Matt Walsh and he's like, no, actually they're just doing mating calls. That's just, like, nature. But he shows it. He's just showing you how ridiculous this is. Like, it's to the point now that actual foundations are putting people who aren't scientists, who don't know anything about what they're talking about, but yet they put them at the forefront to virtue signal. And I think the whole purpose of that movie, that film, is to show that. And that's why he's got so much pushback, man, like, for this video.
No, I get that, but I think that he does a good job. Let me, like, I have to watch that whole thing. But my thing is that I think people, like, like Alex Stein and Cassidy Campbell, like that approach to me is the way we really can fight back. Like Woke Summer, like that, like us saying our opinion of what we think, like they already are, like immediately you're not going to get through to any of those people on that side. They're already dug in the ground. So we have to make it look so ridiculous, like not just saying it, because when you're asking the question, they're going to stick their guns. But when like those guys, even they go out there and they're like, hey, so what is the important woman's right you're looking for? And they're like, abortion. They're like, we love abortions. We push every woman that we ever slept with to get an abortion. And then women are like, whoa, like kind of calm down.
See, I got to put you, on Matt Walsh, bro. That's what he does. He's got that book, man. He's got that book, Johnny the Walrus, that he put out. It was the number one seller on Amazon. It's a kid's book. But it's funny because this kid tells his mom that he thinks he's a walrus. And he starts dressed up like a walrus, but he does it in kid book form. But it's total satirical, and it's about kids being able to make a decision when they're little like that and not being able to do that. He's super satirical, bro. Like, I put him on board with them. Like, that dude's a genius. Yeah, I'm gonna send you some stuff, man. I think at least, like, you'll be open to, like, seeing some different ideas. Yeah, for
sure. Like I said, I've only seen a few clips, too, and, like, and then... That's what we do. We just talk. Like, it's not like we have a bunch of like pre-made stuff for the podcast. We just got kind of go off of how we feel at that moment. So there is room to change. It's not like I'm like, man, I hate Walsh, man. If you're fucking Illuminati confirmed, baby.
Hey, I might send you the stuff and you still might, you know, not care for him. It's just, you know, I was just fortunate enough to, I've been following Walsh for a while, especially during when the pandemic stuff started. And he's been hard on like the whole like transgender stuff. And he'll even tell you though too, like, look, like people get to a certain age or whatever and they want to make those decisions for themselves. Cool. He's like, I just got an issue with like kids being able to take hormone blockers and, you know, cutting their dicks off and stuff. Like, he's got an issue with that, which I got an issue with too.
Yeah,
I don't think
too.
Anybody can make a decision like that as a kid. Like, you just can't. I don't care what you feel like. Like, wait till you're 18. I think at least 18, bro. At least. Like, when you're technically an adult.
Yeah, but at least 18. But I suggest to people, I always say this, 25, man. Wait till your mind is fully formed. Like, at 25, a human brain is fully formed. And wait till then. And
I just don't think legally they'll be able to push it to 25.
No. I don't say, yeah, I agree with you, the legal at 18. But I'm just saying, when we have discussions, be like, if you feel like that, like, that's how I would tell somebody that, like, would, if it was on a personal level, I'll be like, hey, of course, you could do whatever you want. But what I would suggest is wait till 25. That way you can see, like, is this something I really want? And maybe at 25 or 30, you're like, man, this is something I really is important to me, and this is what I got to do. Then yeah, you see that. And like, and we shouldn't accept it. But at the same time, I say this all the time. If you're going to go and change, go get the money to actually change and like make it like, because like, man, what do you think is going to happen when you're like 6'6" dude, like 400 pounds, and you're changing how you look, and then you want us to be like, oh, like, not be shocked how you look? Like, of course, like, when I see you, like, it's going to be like, it's not even like any hate towards you. It's just like, whoa, what was that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just kind of trips you out. It's not something you're expecting to see. Now, that's your part of trying to be more vocal. That's why, like, if that's you, like, you should be like more friendly. And I'll still say hi and what's up to you. But at first, I might be, especially when you have all this crazy makeup on and all this. Man, that's just going to trip me out, man. Like, if you look like Mimi from Drew Carey's show, I'm going to be a little startled. Man or woman, whatever you really are, that's going to startle
me. Sure, bro. That's just normal. Yeah, it's funny. It's also funny just the, like, how much, like, people in those positions make things out to be such a big deal. Like, my son was telling me he went to, I think it was, like, Waffle House or IHOP or something with his friends, and he was going to go pay for his check, and he said he... like, you know, handed a check and they gave him back change. It's like, thank you, ma'am. And then the person behind there was like, ah, don't call me that. And he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, what was I supposed to call you? And they were like, nothing. You're not supposed to call me anything. And I'm like, bro, like, first off, how's anyone supposed to know? Like you said, like, you can't tell, man, like, people like these days. And like, secondly, if you put yourself in that position, you got to accept what comes with it. Like, you can't, you know, even if people are just being genuine and nice, like, I don't go out of my way to like make fun of people, whatever. You do what you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even go that route. I'm generally like nice to people, whatever. But if I don't know, I don't know, bro. And that also, I'm not going out of my way to call you a bunch of pronouns. They don't exist in my mind. Those are bullshit. I'm not going to call you that. You asked me to call you that, I won't call you that, because I know that you're just virtue signaling. And I also know that that's all you got. Like, if a lot of these people that post these TikToks, post this stuff on Instagram, Twitter, but they got nothing else going for them. All they got is a sexual identity. Like, what else are you bringing to the world? Like, I know plenty of gay, lesbian, bisexual, you know, even some trans people that don't even like talking about like their sexuality, because like, well, that's just a part of me that has nothing to do with like what I'm here to give.
Well, yeah, because you're a boring like, person. If you can only talk about your religion, right, your race, your culture, if that's all, like that's absolutely just a piece of you. Because like those are just little small pieces of you compared to the whole spectrum of things. But a lot of these people are boring people. But I will say that it also happened before this pronoun stuff. Like, I remember being like, yes, sir. And people like, sir is my father. Or like, people get like, it's Ms., not Miss. Like, you're like, come on, man. Like, these are little small little mistakes that you're like grilling us on. Like, dude, obviously I'm not trying to like fucking piss you off. Like, I'm just trying to be polite. And like, I'll be like, that's why I just be like, yeah, dude. Like, and when people get mad, I'll be like, dude's universal, man. Dude means everybody. Like, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why people say bro so much. But I mean, that's ridiculous, you know, like, come on, man, how am I supposed to know, ma'am? And then you don't even know if she's talking about her pronouns either, because sometimes people just in a bad mood. Like, they're like, don't call me ma'am because I'm not an old lady. And you're like, oh my God, bro. Like, how am I supposed to know how to like treat, like, just notice that I'm saying it with a polite fucking tone. That's all that would matter. And just go. And if you're having a bad day, you just smile. Thank you. That's it. Exactly. If you had a bad day, that's all you have to do. We all do it every fucking day. I have to deal with customers too. Like, and I have to suck it up and be like, all right, yeah. And then I could be like, man, fuck that fool. Like, maybe if I don't like it.
I mean, I'm not going to let
customer comes at me crazy, don't get me wrong, I'm going to set them straight. But if they're being polite, like, let them just whatever, let it go, man. Bro.
Whatever. I let stuff go all the time, especially in my line of work, man. I'm like, man, whatever. Like, sometimes even people are being kind of rude. I'm just like, I just let it ride, man. It's not going to cause anything but trouble. I'm just trying to get them to do what they need to do with my job, and that's it. Like, you know, I there's no point in making it a big deal, because I also look at it, man, like, I look at it from all, I'll tell you a funny story that has to do with that. There's a dude in my neighborhood, man, older dude, and he keeps parking his car in the space that he doesn't need to be parking in. He's been here forever. It's, you know, legally by the tenants of the HOA, he can do it, but he's making it difficult for everybody that is in this particular spot. Real funny story, like, you know, I used to get real mad about it, like, whatever. Finally, like, the past 6 months, like, I don't care anymore. I was like, man, that's that dude's only joy, is pissing everybody off by putting his car there. So I was talking to another guy, older guy in the neighborhood that doesn't like him. They butt heads all the time. And I was talking to the guy, and I was like, he was like going off about that car again. And I was like, look, man, at the end of the day, let him have it. I was like, let him have it. I was like, because that's the only joy he's got in life, is waking up, knowing that that spot's his, and that's pissing everybody else off. Bro, I swear to God, 2 days later, that car is never there anymore. I think word got around the neighborhood that I was like, I don't even care. Like, that's that dude's only joy. And I know he heard it, because the dude I told was definitely going to tell all the old biddies in the neighborhood, and it's going to get around, right? So I know it got out, and that dude's car has not been back there since, bro. It's been a month, and his car hasn't been there. That car has been there for 5 years I've lived there, harassing people. And the moment I just let it go, and I was like, damn, I ain't going to let it bother me. That's his only joy in life, that he wakes up that one spot and he sits there and prays it around. And then once you took that power away, then he didn't know what to do. He was like, oh man, he's probably more pissed off, and he moved it. I'm not gonna let him have that. Like, cool, that's what you do, man. You just take power away from people. Like, people that do that with the pronouns and stuff, man, just ignore it. Like, cool, man, whatever. Like, keep it moving.
Well, I think that's going to call for us, man. Let's end it on that note. Nice little, like, touch, because it is true. Like, man, just don't focus on the wrong things, man. Just live your life and do what we do. But, you know, you could check us out at Apple, Spotify, like, all your favorite hubs to find Kill the Mockingbirds on. But also try, a Podcasting 2.0 app. Go to podcasting2.0.com. I think that's going to be a big thing. The reason I keep bringing it up, it's because I think that it's going to be something we're going to need. I'm not even a part of it, but I think it's going to be something eventually, like, with all the people getting nuked off channels and, like, you know, even X22, they're not on Apple. White Rabbit, we're not on Apple. You know what I mean? Like, so it can happen, and it will happen more frequently, because I will say, too, as well as my Instagram that got nuked, not only did they not let me appeal anything, but I'm continuously still getting emails about they're deleting this, and they're deleting off my old page. Like, they're like, hey, they went and they deleted my old music. I did some music, and then what's it called? Like, I had did my shit in it. And I didn't have full, you know, when you buy beats and you don't have full credit of it. Like we did like a little trade type of thing. Anyways, dude sold the beat like to a bunch of different people. And I did the song too. Now they're taking me down my songs for either me, like me person. They're like, hey, you don't have the right. I'm like, I have the right to this because it's me. Oh, this like 100% ones that are 100% me and my homie. And then even ones that I have like 50% of, and they're telling me because, you know, these, I didn't realize dude was going to sell the beat to a bunch of other people. It was like a little deal that we had, whatever, it is what it is. But now they're getting me for these people that have the same beat as me, and I'm like,
are you appealing it though?
I can't, because it's on my old account. Like, that's what I'm saying, it's so weird. Like,
the old account, are you still getting stuff? See, I'm starting to think too, man, you need looking at the old account. Like,
but I couldn't do when I go and try to appeal it, there's an appeal process and they say maybe we delete, and I put all the information, and when I put Kill the Mockingbirds, they said this user doesn't exist. So, like, I can't, man, I put the wild, email, I put bro. Everything. There's nothing I can really do, bro. Like, I've been messing with it.
I had this happen to me. I had this happen for the first time, like, two weeks ago on that song Imago Dei off the Imago Dei album. And they pulled it. I appealed it, though, and they put it right back up. We're talking within, like, 5 seconds. Because I had, like, I got the paperwork and everything. Like, you know, like, nah, man. Like, I just think they're messing with me because I've had two TikToks pulled in the past 3 weeks over, you know, hateful dialogue, and one of them was something that I don't even know, and I appealed both of them and they put them both back, which is pretty crazy. But also, people need to understand, when your stuff gets pulled, it doesn't mean that you're getting dinged by them necessarily. You can appeal it, they'll put it back up, but what they did was they stopped it from hitting the algorithm any further. So by the time it comes back up, it's not an algorithm anymore and people aren't seeing it. So what they do is they see stuff that is, because I'm like you, like we're figuring out ways to be smarter and get truth out without being, you know, just yelling it in your face and saying stuff that you know you're gonna get pulled for. There's ways of going around, there's ways of trolling, there's ways of things like that. So I'm figuring out ways of doing that. So I know when I appeal, like, it's probably gonna get put back up, but they just achieved what they wanted to because it was hitting too many views, it was hitting too many likes, too many like, comments.
My shit's like, I can't even get on.
It doesn't even exist.
That's what I'm saying
anymore.
Like, it's like gone. So like, that's why it's important to like just try to, you know, try a new podcast app. Podcasting 2.0 is really gonna be me. I use Overcast. Plus, there's a lot of cool features, like with Overcast you can move it around, plus they have like chapters where there's constantly they're evolving, and even a lot of these other 2.0 apps even have where you have chat rooms, everything, you know, it's kind of bringing it more like what podcast is supposed to be. But don't forget too, you like Joel was saying, you can check out our music. That's Sean Chris, S-E-A-N-C-H-R-I-S, Joel Thomas, Quan Duke, Van Tesla. Like, we got tons of music coming. They could take music down, we'll put music back up. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, we'll continuously put things out.
And y'all get ready this week too. I'm going to be putting out some stuff that's going to be on the Van Tesla Instagram page, and it'll also be collabed with the Kill the Mockingbirds page. We're going to be giving out free merchandise. I've got a lot of Van Tesla stickers. We got Fake Woke stickers for the new song. I've got some shirts. I've got some hats. I'm going to be giving away a bunch of stuff too. Also going to be going half off on the website on some of the merchandise as well. Just trying to load some of this merchandise until we start bringing some more merchandise to the forefront. So y'all get ready for that. Be giving away a lot of stuff. So if y'all follow us at @Van_Tesla_ on Instagram, or at Operation Kill the Mockingbirds on Instagram too, you'll get wind of that. It's not going to be hard to get the free merchandise at all. We're probably going to do something as simple as, hey, I want you to post something in your story with the Fake Woke song playing in the background. That's all you got to do. I think the more we get this Fake Woke song out there too, especially now it's summer, people are really going to feel it. I know my son, you know, he bumps it, and you know, he's in that age demographic where, you know, they're real iffy about pushing against the system. So it's dope enough to where it's a banger to, yeah, we're saying some wild stuff, but at the end of the day, it's still a banger. You can bump it down with the top down, and, you know, half the people are just going to hear the beat. They won't even know what you're saying until they really listen. So you can trick them that way too.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like I said, that's how you could support us for this moment, you know, like help us with our music, get our music out there. And, you know, share the podcast, leave ratings, give us feedback. You don't even if you don't want to leave a rating on Apple or any of these sites, send us an email, you know, tell us like, hey, I appreciate what you're doing, or Even if it's a negative email, I probably won't respond if it's negative, to be honest. Like, especially if it's just shit talking. But like, if you got some like, you know, stuff you want to see on the show or things you want us to explore, like, this is for connecting of all human beings. You know what I mean? That's what we're here for. We're here to build and continue to push forward.
If anything, just help me build enough clout to where I can go to Jen Psaki, and then there's just no question. Like, she has to date.
Has no choice.
I think everybody should be for that, man. They should want like two soulless gingers together. I think that would be great for the world.
Genderless soulless gingers. Genderless gingers.
Taking transhumanism to a whole other level.
Yeah, that Klaus Schwab's dream. He's like,
those two together, the future race of humanity.
Jen Psaki and Joe Thomas. He's gonna be the what's it called? He's gonna be the one that gets you wet, huh? He's gonna be the priest.
Oh, for sure, he has to be. Like, has I would not be, have it any other way. Any other way, he's gotta wear the black robe and everything.
Oh yeah. All right, well, you know how we do it here, y'all. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up.
Bow bow.
Despite all the lies and propaganda, we stand united. We stand strong. The beacon of light and hope and freedom for the entire world.
They want your freedom. Don't let them take you away. Living on your feet, you'll never die in a chase. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. They want your freedom, don't let them take it away. Living on your feet, you'll never die in a chain. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. I fear no evil. The power's with the people. No Democrats, Republicans, they puppets on strings. Locked and loaded, fuck a convoys. Freedom convoys, hold the line, boys. Rats, tat, tat, motherfucker, reload. The definition of hypocritical contradictions is politicians sparking the flames of division. Our leaders try to tax you to death, trap you in debt, drowning in propaganda, gasping for breath. Censorship, totalitarian technocrats, they checking facts, clapping back, acrobatic aristocrats. They want you to own nothing and be happy, or get suicided like Jeffrey Epstein and Isaac Cappy. They want your freedom, don't let them take it away. Living on your feet, you'll never die in a chase. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. Don't let them take it away. Living on your feet, you'll never die in a chase. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. They want your freedom. Don't let them take it away. They want your freedom.